On Thursday, April 20th, Imperial Oil went to the House of Commons in Ottawa to formally apologize for the handling of the tailing pond leakage at the Kearl Mine northwest of Fort McMurray, which had 9 months of damage to nearby water supplies for Indigenous communities who had no idea what was happening until recently. The first signs of seepage was reported in May 2022, and local communities weren't informed of any environmental damage until February of this year. Brad Corson, CEO of Imperial Oil, spoke on the matter at the House of Commons.
I am deeply apologetic for what has happened at Kearl. We are committed to correcting this situation and ensuring it does not happen again. Imperial strives to build strong and lasting relationships with Indigenous communities based on mutual trust, respect, and shared prosperity. We have broken this trust with these incidents and by failing in our commitment to provide sufficient communications to neighboring Indigenous communities.
Since February, Imperial has taken measures to try and repair the trust between them and local First Nations.
We're also going into the communities and offering town halls, open houses. Similarly, we've invited all the communities to come to Kearl so they can see the incidents firsthand. They can see the mitigation steps we're taking. We've offered for them to take their own water samples in order to help them build confidence if that's what it takes. And I think through all those actions and a further demonstration of our commitment to this relationship, we hope we will rebuild trust.
In those town hall meetings and open houses, Corson says that they've learned a lot from them.
We obviously learned a lot in that town hall. We went there both to share information, but to also listen, to understand concerns. And understandably, there was a lot of anger expressed. And it goes back to what others have raised, is a lot of fear, a lot of lack of trust, things that are very personal to them and to the community. And so it was a very difficult town hall, but we are very committed to continuing those engagements.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.